KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school boys basketball play last night at Class 3A District Finals, it was Glenwood upending Harlan 58-56. That game went into overtime. It was a wild game back and forth down the stretch, with each team having opportunities before the game went into overtime. Dylan Stouter finished with 16 points. Jake Lewis had a dozen to lead Glenwood to the victory as they improved to 11-12 on the season. And they'll move on into the sub-state final where they'll play Denison. Denison posting a 68-65 win over Carroll in last night's other Class 3A district championship game here in the area. Also, Class 1A district finals last night. It was Maple Valley defeating Arweva 74-59. Fremont Mills topping Sydney 67-62. Fremont Mills had four players leading in double figures. Mackenzie Lang had 17 to lead the way. Also, Nottoway Valley got up with a big early lead as they coast to a 66-48 win over Peyton Sherdan. And it was Earlham over Murray 74-48 in Class 1A district finals last night. In top 25 men's college basketball, Gonzaga's winning streak is now 28 games after the Bulldogs slogged through a 59-39 win over San Diego. Number 3 Gonzaga improved to 29-1 despite scoring a season-low 22 points in a sloppy first half. San Diego leading scorer Johnny D was hounded last night and held just 6 points. The 7th-ranked Arizona Wildcats took another step toward winning the Pac-12 title by ripping Colorado. Stanley Johnson scored 11 of his 15 points in the second half in the Wildcats' 82-54 rout of the Buffaloes. They've won 5 in a row, and they can clinch the conference crown Saturday with a win at number 13, Utah. The Utes prepared for their Arizona showdown by racing out to a 41-9 halftime lead in an 83-41 laugher against Arizona State. Utah had 8 players with at least 8 points. Also in the top 25, Nick Moore scored 14 of his 16 points in the second half as number 21 SMU outlasted Memphis 66-57. Also in college men's basketball news, former Louisville guard Chris Jones has pleaded not guilty to charges of rape and sodomy days after being dismissed from the team. It's the latest turn over 8 tumultuous days for Jones, who was dismissed from the team on Sunday. That came 3 days after he was reinstated following a 1-game suspension on February 17th for violating an unspecified team rule. Coach Rick Pitino said Jones returned to the team after meeting unspecified conditions for his reinstatement. University police say the allegations involved 2 women, and the rape is said to have occurred on Saturday at a private apartment off campus. That was the same day Jones made his return and scored 17 points in a victory over Miami before his dismissal was announced a day later. 2 others are charged in the alleged attack on the second woman. Bethany Doolittle scored 22 points. Samantha Logic finished an assist short of a triple-double last night. And number 17, Iowa held off Wisconsin 78-74 to remain in second place in the Big Ten with 1 game remaining. Logic, a Wisconsin native who had her career high of 30 points in the last meeting, had 20 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists for the Hawkeyes. Allie Disterhoff added 17 points. The Badgers trailed by 13 with 3:27 left to play, but after Nicole Bauman's three-pointer made it 73-70 with 56 seconds left, Doolittle scored. Bauman made 2 free throws at 23 seconds, then Logic fed Disterhoff for a 5-point lead at 21 seconds. Jackie Gulchinski had 19 points and 11 rebounds, and Bauman finished with 18 points for the Badgers. The Hawkeyes are now 22-6 on the season overall. They're 13-4 in Big Ten conference play. Iowa can finish unbeaten at home for the 5th time and match the 1992-93 team's 15-0 record with a win on Sunday over Minnesota. Well, the Drake women will visit Wichita State tonight, and the winner will have the inside track to the Missouri Valley Conference regular season title. Both teams are 13-1 in the Valley, and this will be a game of contrasting styles.
You know, they're a very defensive-focused team, and not that we don't focus on defense, we do. We have different styles of defense. And the tempo is different. They want to have an up-tempo with steals and things like that. Not that we don't. We do, too. But we're much more offensive, up-tempo team. So we're very different, and yet we both find ways to be successful.
That's Drake coach Jenny Baranchik, who says the Shockers have a big edge in experience.
They've been there. They've done that. They've had it for a couple of years, so that's what their players know. And we don't. We haven't been in this situation. And so for us to be able to be in this situation is great, but it's the first time we've been in it.
Drake wants it to be a high-scoring game, while Wichita State would want to limit the number of possessions.
We always want that. We want to be able to play our style and have our tempo. And so, and that's what they're going to try to key on doing as well. So when we go into the game, we've got to focus more on us than focus on them. And I think that's in the game.
Brancic says the players are thrilled to be a part of a big game like this.
We're getting to that point where it's like you're the last week in February, you head into March, and everybody knows when it's basketball season and March hits, man, there's going to be magic that happens. So we need to really be strong at the end of February. I think we've done a pretty nice job. And then we get to head into March, which is just so magical.
Again, Drake and Wichita State facing off tonight. In NFL news, Adrian Peterson is a step closer to playing in the NFL again after a federal judge cleared the way for the Minnesota Vikings running back to be reinstated. U.S. District Judge David Doty has ruled that an NFL arbitrator failed to meet his duty in Peterson's child abuse case that shook the league. The league suspended Peterson through at least April 15th under its personal conduct policy. Elsewhere around the NFL, the Jacksonville Jaguars have released veteran cornerback Will Blackman, who played 8 games last season before a finger injury that landed him on injured reserve. He finished with 28 tackles, a sack, and a forced fumble. Blackman has played 8 years in the league, spending time with Green Bay, the New York Giants, and Seattle. The Kansas City Chiefs have waived veteran tight end Anthony Fasano, who had 25 receptions for 253 yards and 4 touchdowns last season. That move frees up about $2 million in salary cap space as the Chiefs try to retain all-pro linebacker Justin Houston. The Atlanta Falcons have released running back Steven Jackson, who led the team with 707 yards rushing and 6 touchdowns last season, but averaged only 3.7 yards per carry. Indianapolis Colts quarterback Matt Hasselbeck has agreed to a 1-year contract extension. In baseball news, Adam Wainwright has been diagnosed with an abdominal strain, but the St. Louis ace could be available to pitch the team's opener at Wrigley Field on April 5th. Wainwright sustained the muscle problem on Monday while putting a 45-pound weight back on a rack. He walked off a practice field Tuesday following the team's stretch and then returned to St. Louis on Wednesday. Thursday, he was examined by Dr. Michael Brunt. The Milwaukee Brewers are keeping their closer. A person familiar with the agreement says the Brewers will re-sign free agent closer Francisco Rodriguez to a 2-year, $13 million contract. The 33-year-old Rodriguez revived his career last season, converting 44 of 49 save opportunities, going 5-5 with a 3.04 ERA. The move solidifies a bullpen, which presumed closer Jonathan Broxton now figures to move back into a setup role. And Toronto Blue Jays left fielder Michael Saunders won't be able to play until the All-Star break after a freak accident. He stepped on a sprinkler while he was shagging fly balls and tore cartilage in his left knee. Saunders said he felt a pop after stepping on a sprinkler head Wednesday while going for a ball at the team's training facility. The 28-year-old was acquired by the Blue Jays in December from Seattle for pitcher Jay Happ and was projected to be a starter. Saunders hit .273 with 8 homers and 34 RBIs in 78 games with the Mariners last season. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.